This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us here if you want. You may take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They are over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And nobody.
So I feel like we've covered the official launch of the Nobody campaign pretty detailed. We spent most of the last hour talking about Nobody-related stuff. So once again, kudos to you on that, Nobody. And if you want to follow, we should mention this, if you want to follow the campaign, you can go to electnobody.com.
Yeah.
And I know you got the contact page up. Did you put up the social media up there yet? I didn't look, so that's why I'm asking you.
Let's see. I think it's there. It might be unpublished.
Okay, yeah, so we're still working.
There's at least a draft there.
Yeah, we're still working on it. There are some Nobody social media coming out soon. We'll advise you as these things develop. But one of the ways you can help the campaign, even if you are not in the Keene, New Hampshire area, is by sharing the news about it. So if you see the Union Leader story or the Free Keene story about it or the Cointelegraph story, maybe you hang out on a Bitcoin forum or, Bitcoin Twitters and things like that, and you want to share this out or Reddit or wherever you hang out on social media, share the story. And then, the more people that share it, the more likely that it's going to be seen by other media and picked up. And as I said before, the media, sometimes it can jump on a thing fast, but sometimes it takes a few days. So, like, when the Union Leader came out with their story yesterday evening, it didn't hit their paper, I don't think, until today. Which means that the AP, if they're monitoring the Union Leader, they may not have their story ready until tomorrow or whatever. So it may end up being, the end of the weekend where we see an explosion of coverage, or we won't see anything. Maybe we won't get a big hit this time out, or at least for the first press release. And there will inevitably be other opportunities to promote the campaign in the next coming weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Soon there will be Nobody swag, and I was just thinking, you could do a token-based fundraising where you offer a token backed by T-shirts and bumper stickers. Denominate the thing in shirts. So if you have a full token and you send it to us and give us your address on our website, we'll send you a T-shirt.
Well, that's one way to do it. Or you could just have a token that people, sort of in the classic ICO sense, contribute to and get Nobody tokens or something like that. They contribute Bitcoin Cash or whatever, and then they get tokens in return, and they'll let the market decide what those things are worth.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that is anybody can be a fundraiser. If you've got some Nobody coin and you sell it to somebody else, and you buy it back, well, you just raised funds.
So,
wow.
Follow along. There's going to be some interesting developments, I suspect, over at electnobody.com. Let's change gears here, guys, and get into this news about, and I know you had some stuff you wanted to discuss coming up here as well, Vincent, but do you guys remember the Monopoly for Millennials story from last year?
And now, I had never heard of it before.
Nope.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. So Hasbro, toward the end of 2018, released Monopoly for Millennials, and it was basically just a skewering, a complete lampoon of millennial kind of culture and things that are generally considered to be, millennial. The main character of Monopoly, the Mr. Monopoly guy with the top hat and the monocle, he appears on the front cover of the Monopoly for Millennials game. And he's got, like, an iPhone in one hand. He's got a cup of coffee in another, like, from Starbucks or whatever, in another hand. He's got a achievement award on his lapel. You know, so the whole idea is, you know, you exist, so you win an award, that kind of thing. And the tagline of this game is, adulting is hard. You deserve a break from the rat race. And on the front cover of the box, they, let's see. I don't know if I can read it from here, but anyway, it was basically making fun of them that, you know, you can't even own property because, let's face it, you don't even have any money anyways or something like that, so you don't get to buy property or something in the game.
Yeah.
It's like a complete, they made fun of the millennials, and the amount of butthurt on, like, Twitter and social media and blogs about the Monopoly for Millennials game was hilarious. We read some of it on the air here because they were really... really offended by the fact that this game exists.
Yeah. See, I gotta say, I feel bad for millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw the education they got. I saw, you know, the nonsense that they
were
subjected to, and that a lot of them ended up broken is way more of a testament to their parents' failure than to theirs. You know, as somebody of my generation once said, I went to your schools and your churches and your institutions of learning, and now you tell me I'm crazy?
I'm not crazy.
Institutionalized.
I just wanted a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah, so really, you know, I think my generation and the generation before me...
you're Generation X, right?
Gen X. I was born in 68.
Yeah.
You know, I should have been 18 in 68. That would have fit my personality so much better.
Well, here we are. So I just wanted to kind of flash back to the Monopoly for Millennials because it was a similar level of butthurt that's happening now. Again, Hasbro has once again come out with another version of Monopoly. And they've come out with, I don't know how many hundreds of different versions of Monopoly. You know, there's like Monopoly for Marvel fans. There's Monopoly for, you know, you fill in the blank. Whatever it is out there in pop culture, there's probably a Monopoly for it. But now it's almost like Hasbro just doesn't give an S, and they're going out and just skewering people at this point. Winning, I'll share the CNN story because there's a, you know, they're left tinged for sure, but there's a whole lot of stories out here that are just quoting this one guy on Twitter who's obviously a socialist professor, and they'll mention him here in this particular story. Winning is for capitalists, says CNN. At least that's the message.
And we will.
At least that's the message behind a parody of Monopoly that surfaced this week after a Twitter thread on the game spread widely. In Monopoly Socialism, an official version of the game manufactured by Hasbro, players move around the board, contributing to community projects, quote, unless they can steal projects to get ahead, unquote, according to the product's description. When players pass go, they get a $50 living wage, as opposed to the usual $200, and the tokens are all dated artifacts like a typewriter, phonograph, pocket watch, an old-fashioned telephone, and an old-style TV set.
They should have thrown in a Cuban car.
Right. But that's the idea, right?
That's what they're getting exactly. At. It's all old.
Is that, you know, in these socialist economies, there's just a bunch of crap. You don't get to see the latest and the greatest in technology. The Cubans have been stuck in cars from the 1950s for decades. Quote, get ready for laughs as the twists and turns of life put a damper on working toward a shared utopian society. The description for Monopoly Socialism continues reading, quote, cooperation isn't always what it's cracked up to be, unquote. But depending on where you are on the political spectrum, the tone of the game is either condescending or tongue-in-cheek. It sparked debate this week when a Twitter thread highlighting the version went viral. The game pokes fun at the idea of working together, presenting it as ultimately incompatible with the selfish motivations of some players. Players are offered a series of choices that seem to highlight the potential for others to defect from socialism. They can either contribute to the community fund or choose to deplete it. They can consider the best interest of the group or do what's in their individual interest. The description of the game states, quote, working together might seem ideal, but chance cards can abruptly shake things up with things such as lousy neighbors, vegan meatloaf, and bad plumbing.
I want to pirate this game so badly.
Well, we're going to talk more about it. It is available on the secondary market already for upwards of 100 or 200 bucks, somewhere in that range. More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20. At MyMagicMud.com. FTL20 MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about the new Monopoly Socialism edition here that is very hard to find. It is, once again, it's a repeat of what happened last year with their Monopoly for Millennials that stirred up a lot of controversy and instantly became unavailable online. Like, what happened last year, toward the end of 2018, was there was all this news coverage that hit about Monopoly for Millennials, which was Hasbro's version of Monopoly, just making fun of millennials. Obviously, millennials are individuals, too, but it was still funny. And there's so much butthurt online about it. All this media hits, and I couldn't find the thing except on like eBay and on Amazon being sold by, you know, people who already bought a copy. So essentially secondary market sellers. That exact same thing is happening now, where some of these articles about Monopoly Socialism are linking to a Target link at Target.com, the Target store, but that's coming up 404 now. So apparently they pulled the item down. And it's only available in these secondary markets. Now, what ended up happening with Monopoly for Millennials was at some point later, and I don't know how much later, some number of months later, right now, if you look for Monopoly for Millennials, you can get it for $20 through Walmart. So it's like, it's almost like they brought it back out, or maybe they only had an initial release that was very limited. And there's no explanation from Hasbro that I can find. I went on their Twitter, and the Monopoly for Socialism, Monopoly Socialism isn't there. At least I scrolled down through, you know, a few weeks worth of tweets. There's no mention of it from Hasbro. It's like, it's bizarre.
Well, I want images of this thing, because if they pull it off the market, this I can tell just from the description, this is a thing of beauty. We can't let them extinguish it. I'm going to start printing these things out of my basement
The socialists,
if they take them off the market.
Yeah, the socialists on Reddit, because I went to Reddit just to look for it to see if I could find anybody talking about, you know, what happened to the game. There's one thread where they're cheering Target for taking it down. Now, we don't know the reason why Target took it down. Maybe they sold out. Or maybe it was a very limited time offer, or maybe the socialists convinced them to take it down. I don't know. But they're celebrating as though they've defeated this game, and I suspect they have not. I think that if history repeats itself, it's going to be the same thing as what happened last year.
Imagine the fun it would be in court when they say, "You violated our copyright," and we go, "Commies."
So here's what the actual description of the game is from the publisher. So I had the CNN article up. We'll come back to that about the butthurt that's come up around this game. But just to give you a taste of what, you know, this is like the pitch from the back of the box, right? In the Monopoly Socialism game, players move around the board working together to make a better community by managing and contributing to projects such as a no-tip vegan restaurant, an all-winners school, or a museum of co-creation. But nobody said that cooperation is easy. Drawing a chance card presents the flip side of striving for the perfect utopian society. You'll have issues with your neighbors. Your do-it-yourself community projects go awry. You're constantly voting to shake things up. And there's always an emergency that requires dipping into the community fund. Contribute all 10 of your chips to win the game, unless the community fund runs out of money and everyone loses. So much for a socialist utopia.
Nice.
I normally find Monopoly boring. I've never been able to get through an entire game, but I mean, with the added factor of a community fund, like I imagine that could be very fun to play.
Now, do y'all know the story of the creation of Monopoly?
That's coming up in at the end of the CNN piece, which is relevant to this discussion.
Oh,
you
okay.
Want to talk about it now? You're welcome.
Well,
to.
It was not to over tease it.
Yeah.
Monopoly was created by a Georgist.
And oh, really?
It was created as an attempt to illustrate some of the problems with capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from my point of view, it always failed at that, because the big thing about capitalism is your actions are not decided by rolls of dice. They're decided by your mind and your heart and your will to survive. So nothing is random. But it's funny that it's been this sounds like an actually much better critique than the original critique was.
Well, certainly a critique of socialism, not so much of capitalism.
Well, exactly, yeah. but it succeeds
more on
much
target,
better from what I'm
yeah, and there are
here.
I did find a YouTube review of it, so you know, to get a real close look at it, there's a good 10-minute long video about it on the Board Game Museum channel on YouTube, so you can get a close look at some of the cards and the board itself. It's unclear how vegan, this is back to CNN, it's unclear how vegan meatloaf is a disruption to the social order, but it's one of many references to veganism and health food in the game that seem to echo how the internet often loves to make fun of and or hate on those things. Quote, "Everyone loves the tofu chip cookies you made in honor of Karl Marx's birthday," reads one of the cards. Another card mentions the, quote, "homemade granola you brought for lunch," unquote. A historian, though, says the game gets socialism wrong. This is where we get into...
Well, I like granola.
Okay. Yeah, so do I. This is where we get into the critiques from some of the socialists.
Surprise, surprise, a member of academia defending socialism.
Right. Nick Kapoor is his name on CNN.com, citing his Twitter profile. Quote, "It goes without saying that this game is entirely uninterested in trying to understand what socialism actually is and how it might function," says the
associate. Still thinks it might function, eh?
Jeez. Well, right. So, clearly, this person, Mr. Kapoor, who is an assistant professor of history at Rutgers University, somebody who's teaching young people in this country, this person believes...
Yeah. No, he's not teaching young people. He's helping someone else teach young people.
Right. This person believes that socialism just hasn't been tried right yet. It still is out there in the theoretical land, and all these attempts have not been real socialism.
Wow. Well, you know, to some extent, the same argument can be made about a anarcho-capitalist in that... you know, real capitalism hasn't been tried, and a lot of the problems that we have in what we call a capitalist system are a result of actually not having real capitalism, not having sufficient freedom. The thing is, almost capitalism has lifted a huge number of people out of poverty and improved standards of living,
hundreds of millions,
for
billions,
the whole year. And almost socialism has delivered a boatload of corpses and little else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think
it's so
they're
obvious,
barking
right?
up the right tree.
We got more, though, on the way about this. If you want to comment, more of you've got his tweets pulled up, right, Vincent, this Kapoor guy?
No, they do interview him in the article, though.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know they talked to him. I thought you were looking at some of his tweets earlier. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll share some more of the critique of this game, and you can share your thoughts as well with us here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completed a 3-week course of treatment for a pancreatic tumor. The news comes after Ginsburg was treated for lung cancer late last year. On Friday, China announced that there would be a tariff hike on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. In retaliation, President Trump says U.S. companies should look for alternatives to Chinese manufacturing. The president also tweeted that he would raise tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods from 25 to 30% on October 1st and announced that the tariff set to go into effect on September 1st will now be at 15%. Wall Street is wrapping up a rough week as the Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. Wall Street expert Neil Janisi says,
if you are a long-term investor, then you should stay put.
The NASDAQ and S&P were also down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about a version of Monopoly that is setting off... triggering, if you will, some of the people online.
Triggered!
Yeah, they are mad as hell. It's about socialism. So, Monopoly socialism, where they're basically just lampooning socialists. And, of course, you know, they don't take a joke real well. So, they are mad, and we're going to get into more about that, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. On the way, Vincent, you want to get really serious about something going on over in the Middle East, Jerusalem, I guess?
Yes, absolutely, Jerusalem.
So you've got that to talk about on the way here tonight. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Edge Wallet. That is the wallet, the cryptocurrency wallet that I use more than any other. As a matter of fact, I used it today to pay for our breakfast over at the local bar where we went earlier, nobody. And Edge Wallet makes that super easy. In fact, you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ravencoin, and more. Go to edge.app to learn more about the Edge Wallet, or just download yours for iOS or Android devices through your app store of preference. It's Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app. That's their website, and they will help you secure your freedom with the Edge Wallet. As we continue here, we're talking about the socialism version of Monopoly released, I'm not sure when by Hasbro. It's hard as hell to find any information about this game, but presumably within the last couple of weeks.
Because the guy's video review from the, I think he said, Board Game Museum, that was August 16th.
Correct.
So it's about
a
week
ago. Could you do me a favor and download that video review in case YouTube snatches it?
I don't think you're going to see this getting taken off.
We're not that bad. I mean, they've gotten pretty bad recently, but not that bad. I don't think they'll take down a board game video. Although, you know, I won't put anything past them at this point.
It see, I don't know. I am so horrified by the media giants, you know, and just the sheer amount of power that they have in moving the unthinking masses just by choosing what to show them and what to hide.
I absolutely agree, but in this case, I'm actually starting to become afraid, not more, just as, if not more so, of the masses, because this is the second time this month that the masses got a product taken down before it was even released widely.
What was the other one?
The Hunt, you know, that movie that's coming out in theaters, a Blumhouse movie called The Hunt. Where
they got it canceled?
Yeah, they just had one trailer come out, right? One trailer, didn't show too much about the plot, but the basic gist. And then you have a whole the newly coined right-wing outrage machine demanding it get taken down, saying it's advocating violence against Trump supporters or something, even though they don't even mention Trump's name in the trailer. So they got I was looking forward to that.
There's nothing new about the right-wing outrage machine.
Oh, no, I know, but just in general,
so right-wingers got into Hollywood to cancel a movie?
Unfortunately, they at first, they just canceled the marketing campaign. Then they pulled the movie from theaters. So it was going to come out in September.
So we've got two different examples of the same thing happening here, right? You've got right-wingers who convinced Hollywood to pull a movie.
Well, it was Blumhouse, which is, I guess, it's more, I don't want to say it's more like, it's more independent of Hollywood. It's not one of the big major studios.
Okay, but generally the Hollywood's considered lefty. And
I
wonder if there's a torrent of this thing out there.
Probably not. It hasn't. I hope they really
have to leak.
Because even before this whole controversy, I was looking forward to it. It looked like a genuinely good movie. And this is from the studio that brought us The Purge, right? The Purge franchise, all those movies. So people are fine with, you know, a bunch of yuppies just randomly killing people one night out of the year, right? People are fine with those movies. No big outrage. But then this comes up. It's not even released yet. I'll give it at least to the leftist outrage machine. At least they waited until it was released.
Well, they didn't
start
know.
Complaining.
Oh, they didn't know. There's been no publicity around this. I think what happened was this game just showed up in stores, and now somebody found out about it, and they're butthurt, and they're just shouting out loud as they can on their websites and Twitters and such. And then we don't know why, but the target entry on their website is gone.
Do you think this might be all part of a plan, right? It's like a genius marketing scheme? Because, I mean, when was the last time you fought about Monopoly, right?
Last year when they came out with Monopoly for Millennials.
Okay. And now, you know, we're thinking about when they come out. So this could be.
Yeah, well, they didn't make a sale in either case, though. So
people are talking about it. No, not to me. Right.
But people are talking about it. So I think it's possible this could have been just a test run, right? They don't do big fanfare. They just release a few. And just Target, too. Only Target. I don't know if they have some sort of exclusionary
agreement. The same thing was true last year of the Millennials version, where it was an exclusive to Walmart.
And now they're selling. Oh, it was an exclusive to Walmart.
That was the claim.
Yeah.
That was the claim. So anyway, let's get back into the critique here, because socialists are mad, and CNN is going to give one of them a platform. So his name is Nick Kapoor. He is an assistant professor of history at Rutgers University. Kapoor told CNN he bought the game at a Target in Philadelphia on Wednesday, so a couple days ago. At first, he thought the game was pro-socialism. I guess he didn't read the box. And found it strange.
Or he's stupid.
Or he made an assumption because these people are usually arrogant.
Right. And found it strange that Hasbro would make a game that seemed to take a political stance. When he looked at it more closely, Kapoor said the game seemed anti-socialist, which he said felt equally odd. Kapoor says he doesn't describe himself as a socialist.
No.
Though he did say his politics are left of center.
So he's a socialist.
But as someone who studies the 1960s and student protest movements, he said the game misunderstands the theory. Quote, obviously, there are critiques of socialism, and people can say maybe the market is better at delivering certain types of services.
Like food!
Like everything. But yeah, definitely food. Kapoor said. He continued saying, but this game didn't seem to be talking in those terms at all. It just seemed to be saying that socialism is bad. It makes you poor. You've got to give your money away constantly. Unquote.
Maybe it doesn't get dark humor. You know, dark it's, as Stalin said, dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it.
Did he say that?
No.
Okay. Hasbro has not responded to multiple requests for comment. Now, that's interesting because when the Monopoly for Millennials hit, Hasbro was all about commenting on that version. They had a blast just going after the millennials. They just it's almost like they didn't care about offending a fairly large market segment.
Well, I was going to say it's because millennials don't have the money. You know, they don't have to worry about the loss of revenue. But then again, who else buys board games? So,
I imagine a lot of people buy board games. They're still in these companies are still in business. The game has ignited outrage from people across the political spectrum, from those who generally agree with Kapoor's observations to Senator Ted Cruz, who criticized Kapoor in a thread of his own. While the board game was available online at Target as of Thursday afternoon, it now appears to have been removed from Target's website. The link for the product now directs users to a page that reads product not available. CNN has reached out for comments. Doesn't say that Target got
back
to them.
That's very unusual. Usually companies leave all of their ads that are out of stock up.
Mm-hmm.
Most, like Walmart. I'm forever finding
same thing happened at Walmart last year. The same thing happened last year where all the articles about Monopoly for Millennials were talking about how it was sold at Walmart. I went and looked at Walmart's website. I couldn't find it. It wasn't there anymore.
Wow.
Now it's back.
It would be interesting to cultivate a relationship with a Walmart's manager because what happened? I mean, if they were taking it off the shelves and throwing it away.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what
they
doing.
Brought it back out later.
Okay, the Monopoly for Millennials.
And even if they did have a recall, I'm sure you're not going to just find them in the dumpster. I'm sure all these employees are going to sell them on their own.
Oh hell yeah!
Well, that was what I had in mind.
Which is why I suspect. I want to call up the Target here in Keene and see if they have any copies left. If so, I'm sending you out, nobody, and go grab one before they close tonight.
Nobody will do that.
There's more coming up. 855, 450 free. But if any of the employees heard this news, they've already snagged them off the shelves. So 855.
Well, call us.
855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio, whether you want to talk about the socialist monopoly or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about Monopoly Socialism Edition, which doesn't appear to exist on store shelves, or at least it's not in stock at the Keen Target. We just got off the phone with them a moment ago. We're hoping that maybe, you know, one of these collectors these things are selling for upwards of $250 right now on various different secondary sites. That looks like some sites may have them for as low as 70 or 80 or 90 bucks. But, you know, this is a $20 game. You know, this isn't an expensive game normally, right? Like, the regular price of this can't be more than 20 or 30 bucks. So
supply and demand has a magic to it. There's always that one guy who's gotta have the game.
Yep, exactly. And I gotta say, you know, it sounds like it's pretty entertaining. I wanted the Monopoly for Millennials last year when we were talking about it, just because I thought it was hilarious, and, you know, because it wasn't available, I kind of just forgot about it, and then, you know, maybe several months later looked into it again, but I wasn't as hyped up for it at that time, so I didn't buy it. So technically, you know, they missed out on a sale because it wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the game. It's stirring it up online right now. And maybe Target, you know, you got to ask yourself, Target had this game, and it may be a Target exclusive. We're not clear on that because Hasbro hasn't commented at all. But that's what everybody's saying as far as where you could find it until the last 24 hours was only at Target. And so, when Target,
be interesting to call it a Hasbro warehouse and just go, hey, yeah, this is Joe over in the other building. We got a pile of these Monopoly games. Where are they putting them things?
A little social engineering.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, if you want to comment, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what I wanted to say, though, was, you know, think about being Target. And whoever it is that makes deals for Target to acquire, you know, exclusive board games, you know, they're
buyers.
They're buyers. They must have seen this And they must have known that this had the potential, especially given what happened, you know, previously with Monopoly for millennials, although that happened with Walmart. Anyway, you would think with a name like socialism, you know, right across the front of the product, that it should be obvious that this could be a flashpoint for controversy. Like, you're taking on a product that might make some customers angry, right?
With a name like socialism, it can't be good.
Well, no doubt. Well, actually, it might be a great name.
Well, I think it's probably good.
It's not even on Hasbro's official website. I'm on shop.hasbro.com. I can't find it.
Right. It's not out there except on the secondary markets from what I can see. But when Target was looking at this and you know, assessing, do we want to take this product, they must have realized that this was likely going to be a controversial product. I mean, I can't imagine this, you know, came along with another batch of 20 games where they just eyeballed it once and then, you know, said, okay, let's put it on the shelves.
Well, maybe the guy who, like, reviewed it, the guy who signed off on it, mm-hmm. just didn't have a sense of humor. And the guy who designed the game knew what it meant,
The
guy who signed off on it was like, oh, yeah, another branded Monopoly. I mean, they did a University of Michigan Monopoly.
They've got them all.
Yeah.
There's a Monopoly for everything.
I think it's kind of like it's... We have to remember, there's sort of a fake consensus with Twitter, right? And it's like Nancy Pelosi said it regarding to AOC and the squad, that the majority of their support, like the radical support, is on Twitter. So I'm sure in, like, everyday America, right, just like, you know, IRL people, they don't have, like, a big issue with it, even if they are socialists, right? But on Twitter, that's the thing. The issue is it's controversial on Twitter.
The outrage gets magnified.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. People feed on it. There's just people who live on Twitter all day want to complain about things. And it's like so many times you see products get taken down, not because of a letter-writing campaign, not because of people picketing the business, because someone complained on Facebook or Twitter.
Right.
Well, like, and one person. It just takes one person
tag
for something.
At Target or whatever.
Yeah. And the big magnification effect is that anger is energizing. Okay? So I may get pissed off and argue with you on Facebook through a thread of 1,000 comments. I've done it. I've done it. And nothing has ever made me happy enough to have me tell you about it for 1,000 comments. It doesn't generate the same kind of traffic. I'm busy being happy. I don't want to post to Facebook. So you know, you're always going to have that bias that the most trafficked items are going to be the most controversial items. Yeah. And, you know, coupled with that, there's the ancient problem that, you know, half of the human race is dumber than average. And that's kind of horrific when you think about it.
So a little bit more here from the CNN story about this Monopoly socialism, where they point out that a Monopoly parody that makes fun of socialism might not seem all that unexpected. In the most common version of Monopoly, players move around the board buying and trading properties, collecting rents, and ultimately trying to force their opponents into bankruptcy. But the woman who originally invented the game intended for it to be a lesson about wealth inequality, according to Mary Pylon, author of, quote, The Monopolists, Obsession, Fury, and the Scandal Behind the World's Favorite Board Game, unquote. Born in 1866, Elizabeth Maggie often spoke out against the railroad, steel, and oil monopolists of her time. In 1904, she invented and patented what she called the Landlord's Game. In the game, players circle the board buying up railroads, collecting money, and paying rent. It has two sets of rules, one for monopolists and the other for the anti-monopolists, to show how different approaches to property ownership could result in different social outcomes. Pylon wrote in a 2015 article for the Smithsonian that Maggie's game was initially sold by a New York-based publisher, but homemade versions of it spread throughout the Northeast. Eventually, she writes, a man named Charles Darrow copied a version of the game and sold it to Parker Brothers in 1935. Maggie sold her patent to Parker Brothers the same year, thinking that more people would now get to learn about economic inequality, but it didn't exactly work out that way. Monopoly became a hit, selling 278,000 copies in its first year, and more than 1.7 million the next. That's a tremendous success. And, you know, this was in 1935. quote, but the game lost its connection to Maggi and her critique of American greed and instead came to mean pretty much the opposite of what she'd hoped. Now, nobody, you said this woman was a Georgist. Is that right?
Yeah, she was a, or that's how I heard the story.
Can you define a Georgist for our listeners?
Well, Georgists were, followers of a guy named, Henry George. They were also frequently referred to as single taxers. And they, their belief was that, there should be only one tax that people had to pay, and that was not property tax, but land value tax.
Okay. What's the difference?
If you bought a field under the land value tax and built a mansion on it, your property taxes wouldn't change.
Ooh.
Because it's based on the value of the land, which is unchanged. And so, now there are some technical problems with that, like how do you determine the actual value of the land under the Empire State Building without moving said building auctioning it? But, you know, by looking at that neighborhood effects, people could get a reasonably good idea. And what he wanted done with the money is he wanted to have a, what minarchists call a night watchman state, okay, that basically enforced laws against robbery, rape, and murder. He wanted zero economic regulation, except that for the amount of land you were using, you threw into the kitty, and 20% of it, I think, was to be used for the administration of the police and jails for common crimes. And he was pretty libertarian in how he defined crime. He talked about, you know, vice is not a crime. And the other 80% would be divided by the number of people there, and distributed as a minimum guaranteed income. Hmm. And that was the original idea of the minimum guaranteed income. The nice thing about the system from a libertarian point of view is if you're occupying less than the median amount of land, that is, if half of the people in your society occupy more land than you do, then you should get slightly more from the minimum guaranteed income than you pay in the land value tax. And so you can just ignore the system, and maybe there's money building up in your name in an account somewhere, but if you don't like the system, you don't have to touch it.
The toll-free number here, 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Vincent's going to get serious. Go to the Middle East. Story about Jerusalem and the Palestinians. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.